Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the Best of the Robinson Show. Enjoy.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hi.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I'm Gail McGee, a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor. I am passionate about what I do for a living. I love fitness, and I love sharing my knowledge with other ladies so they can get fit also. It's very rewarding for me to work with someone and watch their endurance, their strength, the sculpting of their body get more defined, and raising those happy hormones, and let's not forget, it's really nice to look quite good. Nutrition is, of course, a main component in a healthy lifestyle. It fuels the body and the mind. I provide meal plans and I help coach people to make good fitness choices and nutrition choices. My clients range in age from 23 to 87. I do personal training, semi-private training, and small group fitness. Small group training is wonderful. It just provides such a great spirit of camaraderie. So no matter how busy you are, you owe it to yourself to work out. You are worth it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Gail McGee's YouTube channel. She is a personal trainer based out of the East Coast in Connecticut, and we're going to talk to her about her upbringing, also how she became a personal trainer, and some other things, and we want to welcome her to the program. She is the owner of Gail McGee Fitness and also a certified personal coach. Let's welcome her to the program. Hello, Gail. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Before we get into the world of fitness and you being a personal trainer, what was your upbringing like and where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Harlem, and we moved to Queens when I was 3 years old. So, I have one sister. And, you know, pretty typical childhood. Stayed in Queens almost all my life and had children. I had children really early. I had my first child at 17, my last child at 20. I got married young. And I just have always loved fitness. I mean, I was the person that was in front of the TV watching the Jack LaLanne show, doing all the exercises along with him. So, yeah, I just love fitness.
All right, well, that's going to segue into the next question I want to ask you. You mentioned about Jack LaLanne, and I want to ask you about your introduction to fitness. In addition to working out alongside Jack LaLanne, were you involved in any sports maybe in high school or anything with the New York City Parks and Recreations Department, or did you play sports for fun? What was your introduction to fitness like?
Well, the thing is, it's funny because people have always looked at me and assumed that I was in sports because I look strong, but I don't like competitive sports. So, I mean, with me, it was always about movement, exercise, going into Pilates, even dance, but anything really competitive was really not my thing. So it's funny, I just didn't even love gym class, but if I ever set foot in a dance class or a fitness class, anything like that, and the instructor wasn't there, everybody always assumed that I was the person. So even on the gym floor, but nope.
Okay, fair enough. And that you talked about your introduction to fitness, like you said, you were not a fan of competitive sports, but you enjoyed, again, working alongside Jack LaLanne and, of course, dancing, you know, keeping your body moving, which is very important. And I want to get now into personal training. How did you get involved in the world of personal training?
Yeah, I started going to the gym, I guess I was in about my 20s, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the weight training. So I got more into weight training. I actually did join a weightlifting gym, but then I went off into the regular gyms. So I realized how much I loved it, how much my body responded to it. It improved my mood, everything. And so I was working in the garment industry, and I got a little bit bored with that, didn't feel like I was getting much out of it. And so I started working on my certification, my ACE certification in personal training. That was about 20-something years ago, and that was my introduction. I started doing it part-time, and then I built it into a full-time business. Yeah. And predominantly working with women, yes.
Awesome. Great to hear. And you mentioned that you became ACE certified. How do you become certified as a personal trainer? Do you have to go to school or maybe do several months of any type of training? Like, how do you become certified as a personal trainer?
It's a very long, I think it's at least when I was when I did it, it's a 3-hour exam going through everything, like nutrition, movement, kinesiology, everything involved. So it's pretty detailed. It gets into a lot of science. So, you know, there is prep work involved. I mean, at the time it was in-person prep work. I can imagine now it's everything's online. But it was a lot to passing that exam. And, I mean, whatever certification, be it NSAM or that ACE, that NASM certificate, it's, you know, any trainer should really look for a top certification because it's just very valuable. There are a lot of certifications out there, but you should definitely go for a top certification. Yeah.
I want to stay just with the certifications of being a personal trainer. Can you let the listeners know, you mentioned about ACE and NASM, but can you go into detail what the acronym or what those organizations mean, and are there any other certifications that personal trainers can get to become certified?
Yeah, and also going into like a health coach certification, which is excellent to have with that training certification. So NASM and ACE also offer that, because these days, as everybody knows, it's not just that personal training. In order to be fit, it has to be fit with nutrition, with your health. I mean, it takes into contact everything, be it sleep, your social contacts, everything. So it's really, really good to have a couple of certifications, be it nutrition or health coaching in those organizations. Yeah. So, yeah, American Council on Exercise, I mean, is what I have.
Okay. What does NASM stand for?
Oh, National Academy of Sports Medicine. So, honestly, I feel, even though I am ACE certified, that NASM certification, I would honestly put it at a little bit higher than ACE. It's a harder exam for sure. I feel like it's, if anybody's looking into it, that it is something that they should seriously consider. I would say it's like the top rated one these days. I would say a lot more science to it. Not a lot more, but, you know, a decent amount more science in that certification.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're certified with ACE. As you said, it's the American Council on Exercise. Is the what does the test consist of? Is it like a standardized test, whether it be an ACT or an SAT, or is it a combination of multiple choice and maybe short answer questions or something like that, if you can remember what the testing format was like?
Yeah, it's all multiple choice, yes. And sometimes there's two answers that almost look like they're correct. But, yeah, it can be tricky at parts. It's not an easy test to pass, but well worth it. Just have to put the time in prep, and sometimes take those extra courses that prepare you for that test. But it does not involve that practical side where you will, you know, where you're actually demonstrating something. It doesn't involve that, and it does not involve an essay.
Okay. Do you know if the format is still the same, or is it different from the last time you took it?
I don't know for sure. As far as I do know, that it is the same format. Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
not that practical one.
I got you. I want to talk now about advice. We know that the internet and especially social media, the personal training bug has absolutely gone through the roof, and there's so many YouTube channels, Instagram pages, and whatnot with personal trainers displaying their skills and strengths and whatnot. But what advice do you have for any up-and-coming personal trainers that want to get into the field?
I would say, well, for one thing, you should always prioritize yourself. It is so easy in this business to burn out and burn the candle at both ends. So I would say definitely the trainer should focus on their health, their well-being, their fitness first. And then, of course, that makes it so much better for everybody involved to, you know, have a trainer that's well-rested, well-educated, everything. Definitely prioritize yourself. Take care of yourself first. And then to realize also that whole fitness, well-being, it's holistic. So have good knowledge about nutrition, lifestyle, and so-called hacks that are just like they're really science. And, yeah, know everything about your clients, their social life, their stress, their sleep. It's really valuable information that leads to progress and results. So it's not all about exercise. And to also know it's not cookie cutter because everybody's body responds differently to what they eat and to the exercise that they do. So, yeah, I mean, that is my advice going forward for anybody that wants to go into training or is a new trainer.
All right. You mentioned about kinesiology. Can you explain to the listeners what kinesiology means and what it entails in terms of that particular field?
Yeah, it's all about the muscles. It's all about muscle movement. You know, how hard that muscle can contract and release. So it's when you get into say isolation movement versus like a functional movement, which is really more of a whole body thing. So going into muscle movement, like a compound muscle movement, say a squat going into a bicep curl and then going into a shoulder press. So you're working that whole kinetic chain rather than to say do your bicep curls separately, do some tricep curls separately, which is kind of an older method of training unless you're specifically targeting that body part. So, it's all about muscle movement being in dance or that, you know, that traditional gym exercise. And you have to make sure that everything is working properly. You don't want to just, like, work triceps and not biceps. Everything has to be, the muscles should be balanced.
Okay, fair enough. And then speaking of, you mentioned about biceps and triceps and whatnot. I want to get now to how often do you train? How many hours and days a week do you train?
Well, what I do, generally about 45 minutes, 5 to 6 times a week. And then also during that time, of course, I'm working with clients. I'm working virtually with clients. So what I will do, I will have one day that's maybe 2 weight training days. A lot of my workouts are what I call that mixed workout where I'm doing weight training, doing Pilates, and then I'll have my cardio bursts in between, which can be, say, a minute of burpees or a minute of jumping on a trampoline or something like that mixed in. So I'm really getting that mixed workout instead of just doing, say, strength training on that day because it's great result and it also leads to not as much muscle soreness. So a lot of my clients, I train them that way. And then what I have what I call my more fun day, my Sunday dance day, which is about an hour of doing dance, which is great because I'm not moving my body in that way through the rest of the week. So I do like to mix it up.
Okay.
And that works well for a lot.
Awesome, awesome. And what are your favorite body parts to train?
Well, the one that I think those glute muscles, the butt muscles, are really great for me. I love those exercises, not just for like that aesthetic reason, but because it's, building those strong glutes. I mean, it works wonders for the body, your lower back, your hamstrings, and it also just increases agility and performance. Like any kind of jumps that you do, if you want to. And people that do want to go into sports, I mean, those are muscles, those strong glutes are things you really have to work with, like a lot of leg lifts, squats, lunges, anything like that really work wonders for the body. And those strong, those larger muscles also are those big calorie torches. Because a lot of people will think, oh, I want to work my abs, which is great. If you don't have any fat on your abs, that will really, you know, okay, maybe people will see your six-pack, but You have to work those larger muscles. Those are the more the calorie burners. And then, yeah, maybe you will work off enough fat to actually see those ab muscles. So, and I also like, I call them the conversation muscles, the biceps and triceps, because sometimes, I mean, I have actually gotten clients from, like, my arms, which have always been pretty strong looking. So people do feel very comfortable commenting on just arms. It's like a safe thing to comment on. They say your physique. So I do like to work biceps and triceps also, but I mean, I just love working the whole body. It's very important.
Okay. And then I want to, you mentioned earlier about you working with your clients and how food, how clients respond differently to things that they eat. And we know there's a saying that goes that abs aren't made in the gym. Abs are actually made in the kitchen. So I want to ask you, what are your favorite what are your favorite things that you enjoy cooking?
Yeah. What I'd like to cook, a lot of times I'm pretty basic. I mean, I like fish. I'm a big salmon fan. I like trout, anything like that. I mean, they taste good. They work wonders for the body. I love vegetables. Big fan of like broccoli, spinach, bok choy, even like turkey chili, that with a salad. Bison. I do eat red meat. I don't eat a lot of it, but I do eat it. I'm a big fan of a slow cooker. I love to like make jambalaya, some chicken enchilada soup, Jamaican chicken stew. That's my heritage. I am Jamaican. And I just cook a good amount of chicken any which way, but of course fried. I mean, I love it, but well, we know, not too much fried food. So that is generally it for me. Some full fat Greek yogurt, stuff like that. Nice nutritious smoothie and a lot of tea. I drink a lot of tea.
Awesome. Do you drink a lot of green tea?
I do. Yeah, like about 3 cups a day. It's excellent. So I would say I eat healthy maybe 80% of the time. I do have my small treat during the day, but yeah, you just give yourself a little bit of a treat, just keeps it enjoyable and you can sustain it. You know, I don't believe in that depriving yourself of anything. No, that doesn't work out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't work out because you have to, as you said, you have to allow yourself some room to enjoy yourself. You know, you work hard for your body, but you want to make sure you enjoy and indulge every now and then. You mentioned 80% of the time you enjoy, 80% of the time you eat healthy, and you mentioned from time to time you'll go outside and enjoy yourself. What are your favorite cheat foods?
Unfortunately, I am a sweets fan, so I will indulge in, like, cornbread. Sometimes even a cocktail. If I have a cocktail, generally it is something sweet. I will have maybe one cookie in the house because if I bring a lot in, that's the thing, too, just kind of keep it out of reach. So if I know if I have that one cookie in the house, I'm not going to go overboard. So it's stuff like that. And, you know, a nice appetizer, some calamari, something like that when I go out. So those are generally, that's typically my cheat food. Yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely. And I want to continue in staying with diet. And again, as you mentioned all of the foods that you enjoy cooking and you enjoy eating, but we're in a trend now where everybody's body is different and all the diets that we have, such as vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, people on a lactose, gluten-free diets and whatnot.
Right.
This is a two-part question. First part of the question is, do you recommend any diets to your clients, depending on their body structures or what they're trying to do? And the second question is, what does your diet consist of? Is it primarily pescatarian or is it protein-based? How does that work?
Yeah, for my clients, first I ask them, and of course it depends on a few things with a client. It depends on if they want to lose weight, if their issue is that they don't have enough energy, anything like that. So, I mean, generally, they're trying to build up, more energy. And I ask them what they eat. Then I might shift their food and their lifestyle into something that will generate more energy. So it depends on that too, because a lot of the carbs, the proteins, they'll give you that energy, but also at the same time, obviously you have to sleep. You have to get your vitamin D, vitamin C. You have to go outside. The other thing that I do with a diet is to try to encourage the client to go into more of an intermittent fasting, which is nowhere near as hard as it sounds. It's like if you stop eating at 8 p.m. and you start eating at 8 a.m., just that 12 hours, or if you want to stretch it to 14, it makes a big difference in your energy, even your mood, your brain. You just wake up more refreshed, and your body isn't tiring itself out by digesting all night, because that's a waste. So, that's what I do. I ask a person what they're eating. I don't really push a specific diet. Like some of them, like keto, those, a lot of them are not sustainable. So what I will do is I will ask a person to write down everything they eat and drink for the typical 3 days, and then I'll go into that. I'll discuss it with them and what to possibly remove and what to add into it. That works out well, because the best diet, of course, is the one you can stick to. So, and I always tell people that carbs are not the enemy, just those, your bad carbs, the white rice, all the starches and, stuff like that. That should be eliminated. But your brown rice, that's something that you should have in your diet. And it's also, of course, good for energy. So my diet, I do eat a good amount of protein. I do eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. I would say if I was to put my eating into a category, I would say it's more of the Mediterranean diet. It's a lot of olive oil. It's some meat. It's not but so much dairy. It's chicken and fish. And, of course, the other thing with a diet is you really absolutely have to hydrate. Like half of your weight in ounces every day is that's paramount. That's a big thing right there in terms of weight loss, in terms of mood, brain power, everything. You have to hydrate, and definitely
water,
juices. Water is it. I mean, it fuels every process in the body. I'm not going to tell you I love the taste. But yeah,
well, like you said, you kind of balance, you kind of offset it. Like you said, you enjoy drinking juices, but water, man, is definitely like a secret weapon. Like this is, correct me if I'm wrong, is it like 80% of your body is made up of water or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely, yes, yeah. So the taste of juice is great, but yeah, I don't drink juice. That's just kind of a waste in calories. So, yeah, it's just really, really important to hydrate, because people don't even realize that it's if they don't, it's really taking energy level down and everything. So, because if it's fueling so many body processes, how can you expect to have energy if you're, like, kind of letting your system dry up a little bit?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you mentioned about, when you're working with your clients and make sure they get vitamin D, and it goes into vitamins and supplements. Do you take any vitamins and supplements along with your training?
I'm not big on supplements. I mean, the only thing that I do take is I have a tendency to be deficient in vitamin D. So I do is, much sunlight as I try to get as a dark-skinned person. Sometimes it's just not enough. So what I do is I do take a vitamin D supplement. I do take some vitamin C, and I have actually been really stringent in taking so much of that also because of COVID-19, because it's very, very important to the immune system, those two, and those are the two that I do take. So I do make sure that my diet is well-balanced. I mean, make sure I have ginger, I mean, stuff like that. So it's not in supplement form, but I'm just making sure that I have all those, like, so-called superfoods, I mean, the blueberries, everything like that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I want to move along now to your personal training business, Gail McGee Fitness. Just tell the listeners out there how long you've been in business and what services does it offer?
Yeah, so my training business, like I said, I've been certified about 20 years. I have Gail McGee Fitness, which I mean, I also go under the name Restoration Body, which is like my favorite program in Gail McGee Fitness. So, and I'm also a certified health coach through ACE. So currently I'm only working virtually because of the pandemic, but I hope to return to working with clients in person very soon, probably in a hybrid situation. It's like with COVID, it opened the world up in a lot of ways and closed it down in others, because I had a client as far away as Germany that I was working with virtually. So what I do is there's a couple of programs that I have. I mean, I have something called Fit for Travel, Restoration Body, which is typically for the older exerciser, somebody that is actually out of shape or person new to fitness. I have Buff That Body for someone who's really interested in putting on muscle. And it's like going through, I do it virtually, like I said, you don't have to have much equipment. So we do about 45 minutes of exercise, a half an hour to 45 minutes of exercise, which involves the weight training, the Pilates, the cardio bursts, which works out really well. So I found a lot of women who are not at all comfortable at the gym really love that format on virtual training. And at times, if people want to have a group, I do offer that, some small group training via Zoom or whatever platform they want to use. And, you know, if people want to get together, say anywhere from 3 to 8 friends or to form an exercise group, we do that. So it's a lot of fun. It's effective. Get a lot of results. And, of course, that camaraderie result, you know, it really builds within that group. So that's also, it's a lot of fun and very results-driven. So health coaching, and it's really going over your lifestyle. But I combine that with the personal training. And I find with the health coaching and the personal training, it's just really, really effective. So, and I even coach people maybe sometimes to meditate if there's a lot of stress going on in their life, just to meditate. And to not only, encourage them to do other activities, if they do like those competitive sports, if they like, you know, if they have kids and they find it hard to work out, to find the time, work, you know, add some of that in with your kids, you know, it can be like playtime. So, I mean, even I have a trampoline in my old exercise studio, because, you know, do some fun activities. So we do that also. Definitely have to.
Awesome. That's very important. Yeah, you got to keep that fitness fun. And like you said before, you do teaching about meditation and stuff. We definitely need that, because our world is currently in some crazy times right now. So the meditation is definitely important. It's important to be physically strong, but it's important to be mentally strong. And that meditation keeps you grounded and keeps you based regardless of current situations or whatever the case may be. And speaking of a wonderful situation, you were featured on the television program Inside Edition. You want to tell the listeners how that came about?
Yes, actually they found me on Facebook. So, yeah, I got an email, and at first I looked at it and said, we want you to be part of Inside Edition. I'm like, wow, is this legit? So I did call her back. They found me on Facebook. I think there were four other women featured, and, you know, you had to be a grandmother, so which I am. My granddaughter is now 24 years old. So that is how they found me. I mean, they were looking at my profile. They looked at me on Facebook. They looked into my Instagram profile and at a website, and they did invite me after interviewing me. They did invite me onto that show along with my granddaughter. And they wanted, yeah, grandmothers with fit bodies. So, of course, the granddaughter also had to be there too. So it was a, yeah, it was great because you had to be fit. You had to really go through your lifestyle and, you know, your social connections, everything. It was just that package. And it was great to be featured in that way because they were just showing that, the, you know, older women, you know, great lives. They look good. They feel good. So I was really proud to be part of that group. Yeah, that was an excellent experience, and it was excellent for my granddaughter also. Yeah, that was
awesome.
Just, that was a lot of fun. That was a highlight. Yes.
Awesome. How long did the shoot take with involving you and your granddaughter?
I would say that was at least two and a half hours. There was just like a small clip. It just happened to be a very busy news day, and I mean, I know what happened, but I'm not going to mention it. It was a tragedy that happened during that news day, so a lot of that got cut. But, yeah, it just showed a lot of lifestyle and going to different places, but it was a good 2.5 hours, at least. Yeah.
Awesome. You know, and you mentioned just about you and your granddaughter being featured on the television program Inside Edition and about fit grandmothers and, you know, grandmothers having fit bodies. And I want to ask you about being strong. What's your definition of being strong?
Of course, it's like mind and body. So, I mean, muscle strength. You know, combined with, you know, in functional movement, what you can do, muscle strength is so important, particularly as you get older. And, I mean, you should be able to do your squats within your range of motion. Do, hold a plank, do some push-ups, do your lunges, because this is all part of what you're doing through every day. In order to function properly, you should have that really strong body. You should have balance. It's extremely important, but, of course, that takes strength also. So it's not even just about, you know, some people, you know, about looking good, but you just need it in order to have, you know, a good functional life going forward. And, of course, there is also, I mean, that's your mind. I mean, you have to have that. That has to be strong also. You have to be resilient in mind and body. So you can, you know, seriously, these times you have to be resilient. You have to be able to bounce back. And, you know, sometimes those stressors in the body, in the mind, you know, they just make us stronger. Because if you don't get them, you're not growing. You know, you're not building. So it is actually good to have those challenges. So, yeah, strength, you just have to have that resilience. I think that's so important. So, you know, like I said, when you grow as you're challenged, you grow in strength. So if you're never challenged, you know, you're not growing. So that goes for mind and body.
Absolutely, man. It's, you know, life is one big challenge, and you definitely have to be challenged so you can stay on your toes. And you mentioned about resiliency. You definitely got to have that bounce back in your life regardless of what you're going through. And you mentioned about, again, going back to the Inside Edition story where they featured about fit grandmothers. I want to ask you, at this current age and stage in your life, is it still easier for you to train, or has it become a challenge at times for you to kind of get your body loose and getting ready in order to prepare for a day of training, whether you're training or you're training clients?
Okay, I'm 65 now, so I do find I definitely have to take better care of myself, of course, because otherwise I will feel those challenges. So I am absolutely better with my sleep. I manage my stress better, and one of the ways is what we're talking about with meditation. You know, definitely keeping up the social networks, and yeah, I find it very important that vitamin D is something also that is so important. So even with the virtual training, it's funny because I have to be a little bit more animated on screen. So I do find myself that I do have to give myself a little bit more of a push before I train clients. And that push is might be contrary to what people may think, because I may be bouncing on my trampoline before I get started with a client. But that's just getting what it is. It's getting my energy going. So it's my energy going. It's doing a little bit of stretching, because if I don't do that, I could have a problem. So because, yeah, I am older, but, yeah, I am definitely able to push through and have really great sessions. So, and of course, good nutrition. And at the same time, I have taught myself I don't burn the candle at both ends anymore. So I'm not the trainer that's like available first thing in the morning and last thing at night anymore, because I was at one time. But it's like I was saying, my advice, take care of yourself also, because then you're giving your best version of you to everybody else. No, that's really,
you're absolutely right about that. You know, just keep on pushing, man, and you continue to, you know, live a long and very productive life, man. And that's what it's all about. Just, you know, keep on moving and keep that body in motion. Well, Gail, thank you
much
for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program.
Thank you,
tell
Ed.
Everybody, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media and a website or any other websites you want to promote. Let them know that as well.
Yes, I am on Instagram. That's just Gail McGee _. So it's GAILMCGHIE. And my website is GailMcGeeFitness.com. So again, my last name is a little hard. So it's GAILMCGHIEFitness.com. Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to hear from people. That'd be great.
Awesome. You know, Gail, we've been through a lot in these last 2 years with, you know, COVID and other things that have happened. Any words of wisdom or any words of encouragement that you have, whatever you want to say, the floor is yours.
Okay. So I would say, yeah, with everything, it's in terms of mind, body, spirit, it's just so many of those things. They cover everything. Getting your exercise in, your social network, walking is a wonderful thing. Getting adequate sleep, good nutrition, eating clean foods. Oh God, that's the thing really that I did leave out. Stay away from those processed foods. That is like yeah, that will bring on an early demise. I'm so serious there, and it robs you of energy. So that is just very, very important. Socializing, it's excellent. And just really remember to just, you know, staying a little bit more positive, a little bit more real, because what you focus on is, you know, what is drawn to you. And that, I mean, that's just the way that it is. So I'm not saying just be happy all the time. That's not always possible. But, yeah, like just really putting yourself more in a positive frame of mind, and absolutely hang out with people that are uplifting, I would say. Put food in your body that is good for it. Not just tastes good, but is good for it. And then I will also add something. keep your weight within a normal range. I don't believe in thinness, really, but it's just so important, especially these days, to try to keep your weight within a normal range, because obesity is just a major factor in COVID-19, the severity that it will hit you. So just, yeah, keep that fitness up and try to keep the weight within a normal range. Just like small little changes add up to big results. That's the thing. And that's the thing to
awesome.
Keep in mind. Yeah.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She is a Gail McGee, a certified personal coach. And check out her business at GailMcGeeFitness.com. McGee is spelled M-C-G-H-I-E. Again, that's GailMcGeeFitness.com. And also check her out on social media at GailMcGeeFitness. Again, Gail, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you, Ed. Thanks a lot. It's been great talking to you.
Same here. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Gail McGee, a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor. I am passionate about what I do for a living. I love fitness, and I love sharing my knowledge with other ladies so they can get fit also. It's very rewarding for me to work with someone and watch their endurance, their strength, the sculpting of their body get more defined, and raising those happy hormones. And let's not forget, it's really nice to look quite good. Nutrition is, of course, a main component in a healthy lifestyle. It fuels the body and the mind. I provide meal plans, and I help coach people to make good fitness choices and nutrition choices. My clients range in age from 23 to 87. I do personal training, semi-private training, and small group fitness. Small group training is wonderful. It just provides such a great spirit of camaraderie. So no matter how busy you are, you owe it to yourself to work out. You are worth it.
Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Don't go away. When we come back from the break, we'll have more of the Best of the Robinson Show. You stay tuned.
Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, expertise, and a private six-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last first date could be one match away.
This podcast is brought to you by Paper, tutors for all. When students struggle at school, finding a tutor can make a real difference. But tutors are expensive and most families can't afford one. What if that changed? What if tutoring was affordable? What if it was free? What if it was available 24/7 in multiple languages? Now it is. With Paper, schools can offer every single student free 24/7 access to tutoring. Visit paper.co to find out if your child has access to Paper today.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539. When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased, ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Hi, this is Amanda DeCadene from VF Voices. Victoria's Secret and I are committed to sharing the stories of trailblazing individuals, giving them a platform and amplifying their voices. Listen to my conversations with Hailey Bieber, Naomi Osaka, Bella Hadid, Megan Rapinoe, Stella McCartney, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Number one, staying off social media. Honestly, it sounds very cliche, but to not have the energy of everyone else and their projections being projected back onto you is one of the most powerful things of all time. Two, therapy. I grew up in a very Arab and European family that therapy was not a thing, and I was the first one in my family to go to therapy. So that was a big step forward that progressed kind of my whole family's chance of healing. because then everyone followed, which was really enlightening for me to see how that domino effect affected our family, which was really amazing.
Season 2 of VS Voices is coming soon to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you choose to listen. Season 1 is available now, and I hope you'll follow me on social media, at Amanda DeCadene, to talk about the episodes.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying experience. At Driveway, we believe in upfront pricing and online convenience. Buy your next car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
And then we got to build some momentum here. As the game goes, we keep getting better. A little bit better. A little bit better, right? And we'll play some really good basketball. Let's go!
To the beach, y'all.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
on your bitch, yeah. Cooking up from the crock pot, pot. We came from nothing to something.
Hey,
I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come in the gang. Buy me a river, keep in the
gang. All set.
Coochie down to the top like I'm Biggie Poppa.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Yeah, you hear those sounds. That's DJ Iman Tucker, man, doing his thing in the mix. And we want to welcome him to the program. We want to welcome the official DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, the one and the only Iman Tucker. Iman, welcome to the program, my man.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, you're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So you are the DJ currently for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. So what's your position like being the DJ for the Fever?
Yeah, thank you for asking. That's a great question. I think, above all, it's just something I'm really humbled and grateful to be a part of. Women's basketball has always been a big part of my family. It's just something we've always appreciated from a brand's perspective. And now to know that we get to influence some of the energy and the culture of the game, it really means a lot to us.
Absolutely, yeah. No, basketball in the state of Indiana go hand in hand. We're going to talk more about that relationship a little bit later. I want you to continue to expound on your position with the Fever. What is a typical game day or a game night like when you prepare to do your set for the Fever?
Yeah, for sure. So the way a typical game works is I am in charge of pretty much all the sounds leading up to the pregame, leading up to the tip-off. And so what a typical setup looks like is we go onto the arena, we get checked in by security, make sure everything's taken care of, everything is safe and ready to go. And I would say probably a couple hours before then, I kind of do a little homework on who they're playing that evening and what are songs that are very popular in that region, and do the opposite of that, right? Because the last thing you want to do is have the New York Liberty in town, and then perhaps I'm playing Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind representing New York.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I want to just continue. I know dance teams are a part of not just college teams, but really professional sports teams, and the WNBA is no exception to the rule. Do you have any type of reaction, or do you have any type of conversations with the Fever dance team in terms of what songs are going to be played for that typical for that game?
Yeah, so the good news is with the Fever and with Indiana, we have a lot of help from the front of house. So I know some arenas, the DJ controls all the sounds, including the ad-libs if a player makes a certain shot or does a certain move. But we get help from the front of house. And so there will be times where the team comes out and I run certain records that I try to keep high energy. But for the most part, they kind of have already their style predetermined. So they make it easy for us to really focus on our mix when it comes time for us to shine.
All right, you mentioned about certain teams when they come into town, you want to have the music that's right to match the setting or the city of the team that they play for. I want to ask you about the music scene in Indiana or Indianapolis where the Fever play. What's the music like, or what's the music scene like there? Is it primarily West Coast, East Coast, or a little bit of the South, or is it a combination of everything?
Yeah, I would say it's a combination of everything. I would say that that's kind of my DJ style, too. Indianapolis was known back in the day for a lot of we produced really great drummers, so we had a lot of awesome funk and soul drummers that come through the city and come through Indianapolis. And so some of that stuff may not particularly be relevant for the sports scene today, but those are the type of things that I like to pay homage to and perhaps throw some element or some spirit into that, into my mixes. So perhaps I'm playing a record that's from the East Coast that came out 5 years ago, but we're throwing our own little Indianapolis touch to it. You know, DJs have different styles and different sounds, and so I try to make sure that that I keep that, hold that accountable and allow that to show through the shows.
I want to move along now to a mention earlier about the state of Indiana and basketball always having a winning combination, and this goes into the next question. In your opinion, what makes Fever fans different from other fans in the WNBA?
Yeah, so I've had the privilege of performing kind of all over the country, and in performing, you do a lot of life while you're there. And there's definitely something special about Indiana, the homegrown feel, the small-town vibes, but with a lot of culture that it really does something special for the game of basketball. And one thing I've noticed about Fever fans is these are long-time tenured fans. These aren't just people that started picking it up because their favorite player came into town. No, these are people that date even probably before the Catchings era. They just love basketball. They love the game, any league, any division, any level. And to see that now spill over into the WNBA, it's always amazing to see these diehard fans show up every single night.
Awesome. You know, I want to talk now about some of the Fever draft picks in this year's draft. One of the picks that I'm really excited about seeing is Destiny Henderson. Man, she's got a lot of style to her. She's a rookie out of South Carolina. What do you expect out of her this year?
Just to kind of see her, you mentioned style, right? And so, one, she naturally just has a fashionable sense. I believe she has her own clothing brand, too. She has a natural style. But I think what I love about her game is that style, or that component of style, shows up as she's playing, too. And she's just got, like, a dog mentality to her. It doesn't matter the fact that typically she'll be the smallest player on any WNBA-sized court. It seems like she's always playing with the most hustle, the most heart, and she's really being bold and courageous. So to see a rookie step up already this early into the season and do the things that she's been doing, I think Fever fans should be really excited and really encouraged for what's to come.
All right, I want to talk now about another rookie that has a lot of style to her. Matter of fact, you mentioned about New York, and when the Liberty comes into town, you always have some music set ready for that team. But Emily Engsler, Emily is a native of New York City, and she was drafted in the first round by the Fever as well. Have you had an opportunity to meet Emily?
It's the Louisville Cardinal. Louisville's a special place. At one point in my life, those were my favorite universities to do. So I've kind of known of her journey to the WNBA for quite some time now. Have I personally met her? No. But one thing I do love about her is she plays with a lot of toughness, with a ton of toughness. And so to think that this is a first-year player that's going out there and being tough, that I think fans should be super encouraged.
All right, another rookie that I want to mention, and that's Nalissa Smith. I know Nalissa had a great college career at Baylor.
One of the first things I noticed about her is, one, her size. She's got great size, and she is also much like Emily, just a tough competitor. And I keep saying the word tough, but if I see all these rookies, I think about what it's like to be that young in a league that has so many long-tenured players. It's really awesome, and she has just the ability to turn it on at any moment. So as I've been watching her play throughout the game, it's been super fun. And actually, one of the songs I saw her react to was we had dropped in a NBA Youngboy Nevada, and her and Destiny both seemed to really like that record. So that was a small win from a DJ's perspective.
All right. You mentioned about Danielle Robinson, and she's been with the Fever for quite a while now, but also some other players that have been a member of Indiana for a while. That's Tiffany Mitchell and Kelsey Mitchell.
So Tiffany Mitchell, let me think of a great way to describe her game. She can ball, like, and much like any WNBA player. I do love just what they bring, and even the sense of, like, the veteranness that they bring. And it was really cool to see Kelsey Mitchell play because she really stepped up and was playing like an all-star. It was a close game throughout the entire experience, but it, one of the things I did learn is Kelsey likes to joke around. Her and Tiffany went up for the same rebound, and then unfortunately, you know how when a player goes up for the same rebound, one may lose it or step out of bounds, and the other team gets the ball. That moment happened, and it was some kind of flex that Tiffany with the ball just as a way to joke around and have fun.
Now I want to talk now about the state of Indiana in basketball. Indiana and the sport of basketball have been such a winning combination for such a long time. I want to ask you, what makes Indiana, in your opinion, such a special state when it comes to the sport of basketball?
Well, I think one of the things is almost every single driveway you'll go past, this doesn't matter if you're in the suburbs or you're in a rural area, you will always see a basketball rim. And so even those that don't hoop, know how to hoop, or they understand the game, or they have somebody close to them to play. And so you see that carry over, one, into our youth sports. You know, we got Grand Park up here, which is pretty much one of the biggest amateur basketball arenas around. And then you think about what it's like during Hoosier Hysteria, you know, the March time for high school basketball. You're talking tens of thousands of people packing out every single arena across the state for a week span at a time. And then you just think about the fact that the NCAA, the headquarters is here. We move a lot of big tournament games in here. You think about the Final Four back in 2014 being here in Indianapolis. Just things like that. We just have single level of basketball here. And that's just who we are. You think about what Larry Bird has done, what people like Reggie Miller has done for the city, and even the folks over at IU. You know, you think about Bobby Knight. You think about Bobby Slick Leonard. Like, basketball has just a rich history here. It's not like we just got a pro team recently. Like, we've been doing this for a long time, and you can tell that it certainly paid its dividends in the reputation side of being known as a basketball state.
I want to stay with the state of Indiana for a moment. You mentioned about the pride that Indiana has in basketball, and you mentioned some of those great names like Larry Bird and Reggie Miller and Bobby Slick Leonard. And I want to ask you about the term a field house. I know that in the Midwest, in Kansas and Illinois and Missouri and places like that, they have what are called field houses, and Indiana has field houses. Can you explain to the listeners what the origin of a field house is and what that has to do with the sport of basketball?
Yeah, so actually I think that you could probably explain it better than me, but from my perspective, the way I think of a field house is I think of farm, and I think of windows, and I think of open spaces that allow plants and things to grow, much like a greenhouse. And so to think that Indiana has taken those, even within Lucas Oil Stadium, we kind of have that outdoor feel in an indoor space. You look at Hinkle, the sun beams right through it. You look at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, the way it's built on the outside. You look at Lucas Oil, it's the indoor-outdoor situation there. It's just super unique to the state. And to the area, I would say, you know, those are some things that, you don't really see that in New York. You don't really see that out in L.A. like you do here in Indianapolis and Indiana and in the Midwest specifically.
All right, awesome. Thanks for explaining that. And I just want to stay again with the sport of basketball in Indianapolis. You mentioned Reggie Miller and the team that he played many seasons for, the Indiana Pacers. And we know not just the sport of basketball, but the NBA reigned supreme in Indianapolis with the Pacers. Now I know Indianapolis has the Colts. It's become really an NFL town, Peyton Manning putting it on the map. But what's the WNBA's popularity like in Indianapolis?
You know, we just had a recent roster overhaul. So if you look back in the Tamika Catchings era, back when they won a championship in 2012, you just had a packed house all the time. And so to be completely transparent, we struggle with that a little bit lately in Indiana with the WNBA. But that's why it's so important to make sure that we're bringing in the right players that fit the culture and that love the community and want to be involved. And that's why it matters to bring in good entertainment, MCs that are on the radio, MCs that are in the community, and even DJs as well, just people that really embody the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana and make it fun for people to show up. And I think one of our biggest priorities right now is how can we add culture to this experience, and how can we be that bridge between players and fans. And so we're brainstorming on that, and we're working hard on that. But we know, we already know that the city loves basketball. We already know that we're the amateur sports capital of the world. So we do know that there's so much opportunity here. So to even know that we're in a conversation as a city to get the WNBA team to try to do that with, we take that with complete honor, pride, and with responsibility. So we're pumped.
Awesome. And, you know, I want to just kind of get back to the DJ side of things and what you do currently do with the Indiana Fever. Who are some of your favorite artists that you enjoy listening to?
Yeah, so I do have a gospel and a Christian background in terms of my music, so I have to shout out my guys Aaron Cole, my guys KB. But then you think about all the dope MCs and even the pop singers that are out today, the people that come to mind for me. Personally, Lil Wayne was one of my favorites growing up. You look at guys like Jack Harlow. He's from Louisville, so he feels pretty local to me and to us here in Indianapolis. What he's doing is crazy. You know, that Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, I try to be pretty diverse with my stuff. I'll play stuff from the 70s. I'll play stuff from the 80s, and I'll blend it perhaps with something from the 2020s or 2010s because my goal is to connect the youngest kid in there with perhaps one of the older fans in there and try to do that in a way that they can only hear it here at a Fever game, so that they have an additional benefit or added value in the coming into these games.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He's Iman Tucker, the official DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. Iman, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
For sure. So you can find me everywhere at Iman, I-M-A-N, underscore Tucker. Or you can just type in Believe Brand Entertainment anywhere, and it should be the first thing that pops up. And thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. And that's Iman Tucker, the DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. Thanks again, my man. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
Raindrop. Drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
Cooking.
Know your bitch, yeah. Cooking up beef in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come in the gang. Find me a river, keep in the
shirt. Bang. All set.
Coochie down to the side like I'm Biggie Popper.
Back with the Remus. These boys are my sons like Phoenix. My city and state never ever seen this. Jimmy Neutron, I'm a young boy genius.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that just like Stockton. Just joshin'.
Download the BetMGM Sports app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer. Use code EASY200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov. Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov.
Selective Services' responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov.
Selective Service registration is required for virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25, ensuring equity and availability in the event of a draft. To see how registration applies to you, visit us at sss.gov.
Selective Service's responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov.
Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov. Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov. Selective Service registration is required for virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25, ensuring equity and availability in the event of a draft. To see how registration applies to you, visit us at sss.gov. Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov.
Selective Service's responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov. Selective Service's responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov. Selective Service's responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov.
Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov.
Snack time? Here we go. Blue Diamond's habanero barbecue flavored almonds. So tangy and zesty and oh, but there's also Blue Diamond's wasabi and soy sauce almonds, bringing that flavor with a kick. Okay, I'm having both. Blue Diamond almonds, super flavor all on a superfood.
We hope you've enjoyed this best of The Robinson Show. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.